And oh, we'll have a good time then.
Hey,
everybody, this is Miles.
Okay. Is that like John Wayne impersonation or something?
Come over here, Pilgrim.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles. I'm riding a horse. Howdy, hi-yo.
That's the way we do it. Yes.
This is the Iowa way.
This is how we do it.
They don't call me a pig oiler for nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Got 2 6-shooters, well, what you gonna do? I got
okay.
Okay, I can't have that rap go.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a song called The Rappin' Duke.
Oh, really? Aha, ha, ho.
Yeah, da, ha, ha, da,
ha, da, ha. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the Rappin' Duke. Come on, man.
Rappin' Duke. Duke. I remember. I can't help you with it, but I do recall that song.
Yes.
Anyway. So
Carol Bomb had that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's Midge. You had to mention him in every show. Son of a bitch.
I know. Yeah, he's all upset at him in last week's show. So.
Did you listen to the news? The latest Space Trek thing.
No, I refuse. Oh,
okay. You're such an ass.
I was doing this to piss him off.
Yeah, I know.
I want to remain aloof, you know.
Yeah.
Podcasting career. Like, God, he was so aloof, that bastard.
He was such an aloof bastard.
He was so aloof.
That was pretty good. I listened to it. I liked it. You know, but...
He was like the Brando of broadcasting.
But I had a couple parts in there, so, you know. I'm biased.
Yeah, you're biased, all right.
So, anywho, guess what? You're going to be so jealous of me.
No, I'm always jealous of you, man. That's how low my standards are. Man. Yeah, I got to look up to you.
That's probably true. This weekend.
Yes.
Anyway, on Friday, I went to a Haunted Alton tour.
Oh, cool. For real.
I know you've been wanting to do that a number of years.
Yes, I have.
And I did it. So there.
Cool. No, I'm happy for you. That's cool. Really, for real.
For real, yes.
Did you go with a bunch of people? Or what, how did you...
Unfortunately, yes, we went with a bunch of people, but that wasn't necessarily the worst part of it. But
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of people. There was like 45, 50 fucking people in this group.
Wow. That's
a lot of fat asses getting hauled around Alton. That's right, yes. And we didn't get on the bus. We actually had to walk. So it was
this
a
your Jenny
time.
Craig meeting that just kind of walking field trip? Yeah.
It should have been.
Yeah.
I got my exercise that night, I will tell you. It was a 3-hour walking tour of haunted spots in Alton. Mostly around the downtown.
3-hour right. tour.
So we arrive at the Alton City Hall.
Yeah.
At like, I don't know, 6:45 on Friday. And we're going to take this tour, right? Which, by the way, it was not cheap, and I'm still hurting because of that. But
you do not like to spend money.
Yeah, but my family was really wanting to do this, so I relented.
Did your kids go?
Oh yeah, everybody went. Yeah.
Oh wow, everybody, man, you ponied up money for everybody, man.
I did. Well, if you would have come down, I might have bought you a ticket, but
I doubt it. I really doubt that.
I doubt it as well.
Everyone, that's total bullshit. You deserve. Thanks, anyway. I know you're trying to make yourself look good, but
that's it. That's it. So
it ain't going to work.
So, yeah, we went down. We were at the City Hall. It was the meeting point and free parking, thank goodness. And we were in Alton, Illinois, which if you don't know where Alton is, Alton's on the Illinois River down here. In the,
it's like the hauntedest place in the world. Maybe.
That's what they say. Exactly.
In the world.
Yes, well, certainly in the Midwest, that's for certain.
Well, the world.
So we, I wasn't too, I was really at the very beginning, I was questioning my expenditure as we got our guide, was getting himself together, pulling out all these braces, and he had a cane and a back brace.
Wait, the guide is all crippled up?
Yes, the guide. I had not met him yet. I just knew he was going to be our guy. We checked in. My wife checked us in, and he was going to be our guy. And then before we get ready to go, he's getting in his, he's parked in the handicap spot, number one.
Yeah.
And he has a placard, unlike you know, some people I know. And a legal placard, I'll put it that way. And he starts pulling out all these apparatus, and he's like strapping them on himself.
Nice.
And I'm like, do we need to have some kind of armor for this tour?
What is this, like the 300 or something?
That's right. Sparta! That's right. I was a little bit apprehensive at that. And I'm like, this guy's not, I can barely carry myself around for 3 hours on my feet. I can't imagine if I have to help this old fat bastard. So, you know?
Yeah, right. I hear you.
So, so he gets himself all together, and he's got his backpack and his giant gas station soda and the cane, and we take off walking, all 50 of us in one big bunch. And it starts out kind of slow. You know, we were close to a haunted spot that actually had burnt down, so it wasn't even there anymore. But it was a good story, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, Christ, this is BS.
This one's half price because it burned down.
That's right. It was a good story, and he was a decent enough storyteller. I will tell you that I saw there was three tours that night, like 7, 7.30, 8 o'clock, and I think he was the one I thought could probably spin a good yarn at looking at them. You know, one was a younger guy, and one was some woman. And looking at him, he looked like he's kind of crotchety, and he could tell a good tale. You know what I mean? So it takes somebody with a little bit of anger to tell a really good story. You know what I mean? Because you got to be a little bit pissed off about something. You know what I mean?
I'm upset.
And I'll tell you that gall darn. So anyway, so we were down there, and then we headed over to, I don't want to give away all the stops, but just the highlights here. We went over to, and this is a place I wanted to go whenever I was, remember when I went to earlier in the summer to see the Alton Giant statue and all that stuff?
There was
a Confederate hospital, Confederate prison in Alton during the Civil War, and there was actually a Confederate memorial in Alton for the soldiers that died, because basically they stacked them like cordwood and they all got diseases and died. But so we got to go to that site, which I did not have a chance to find when I was in there before. So I was happy to see that, if nothing else, for the historical nature of it.
Right.
And there is a wall still there, but most of it's a parking lot now. But there is a commemorative area there, which is pretty neat, and had a good story there. And we made our way on around. The next highlight, I'm not going to go on too long, but the next highlight was we went to a house which was part of the Underground Railroad.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
So this well-to-do doctor of some sort had built this house, and he built it with specific purpose of having a tunnel that went down toward the river, and then also went out under his house. And underneath the street where he would hide people. And then whenever they got the go word, they would sneak him out in the night.
Sure.
And so we got to go down into the tunnel that where they hid the slaves for the Underground Railroad, which was pretty darn cool, really.
Will the haunted Steak and Shake be on the
tour? That's right. That's what I was looking for. Well, I was oddly enough, we did eat Steak and Shake before we went on the tour. But So, but anyway, by far, the last stop was the best stop, and this is the Unitarian Universalist Church, which is right across the street from the City Hall in Alton. And we got to go inside, and that is the place with the most activity. And guess what?
What?
I have some ghost noises that I recorded for you.
Ghost noises?
I have ghost noises.
You have ghost noises.
I do. I'm going to try to play these for you, all right?
You're going to play it, and I'll be able to hear these.
Yes. I'm telling you the truth here. So I'm going to give you this a setup, right? So we, our tour guide, oops, something beeped there. Did you hear that? Because I got some mail. Our tour guide had some kind of connection with the pastor at the church, right?
Yeah.
He had a key to the church, and we got to go inside. And so the setup is there was a pastor there who basically killed himself, right? Yeah. And he said to still be haunting the place. Now, this church, it was built, you know, in the 1800s originally. It's burnt down 3 times before it came the Unitarian Universalist Church. And actually, I think that one burned down once. So anyway, it's still on the same foundation. They rebuild the church each time. And after it was rebuilt the last time in the late 1800s, this guy hung himself in the rectory or whatever, and he supposedly haunts the place. So that's kind of the story. Now, we're in this church. There's for ambiance purposes, there's very little light on, right? Yeah. It's not like they turn all the lights on because that's no fun. We're all sitting in pews as if we're at the church service, right?
Okay, right.
Now, this is an older church, so it's fairly small. But it originally was a Catholic church, so it's bigger than a normal old church, you know what I mean? And so, and there is a, the altar, right?
Yeah.
So, and the altar is only like 3 steps off the regular floor. It's elevated a little bit.
Okay.
And is built in. So this guy is standing up by the altar, all right? This is, I don't remember the guy's name. This is our guy, Chuck. And I probably actually broke the rules by recording this, but it's good stuff here. All right, so we're going to listen. Now, Chuck's going to be talking, and I want you to listen for something, because everyone was quiet listening to Chuck at the time that this happened. And when I was there, there was no noises that you're going to hear until I listened back to the recording.
Okay.
So anything you hear other than Chuck, I did not hear whenever we were there.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see what we got.
You're such a knowledgeable speaker. Oh, jeez. I wish he was here with the camera. It's freezing back here.
All right, did you hear that at all?
I heard a man talking and a lot of static.
Okay. Well, I'll have to send him to you. I'm going to play it one more time here. See if I can't get closer to the microphone.
You're such a knowledgeable speaker. I wish he was here with the camera. It's freezing back here.
Okay, so the guy said he's saying something about this dude that killed himself, right?
Right.
Mr. Mercer. And he pauses, and you hear 3 what sound like steps.
Really?
Yes. Now, there's 3 layers to get up onto the altar where this guy is. The guy stops. He says, say something. 3 steps. Dun, dun, dun. And then he goes, he has a friend named Steve that takes a lot of these pictures. And then he says, I wish Steve was here because it's freezing up here to take some pictures. Because he had mentioned Steve earlier in the conversation. Now, at the time, those steps, we did not hear those steps. And everyone was sitting down except for the dude talking at the front of the church.
Right.
So my kids I had to boost up the sound a bit, but my kids are all freaked out by that. Because they were there, too, and they didn't hear anything. Now, here, I'm going to play another one. I know these are kind of hard to hear for you, but I'll send them to you, so hopefully they'll come
through. I'm sorry. I honestly didn't hear the guy talking.
My setup's not very good for this kind of stuff. All right, here goes another one inside the church.
And lately in a very frightening fashion. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into this next room.
Did you hear that at all?
I heard some knocking.
All right, so what happens is the guy is talking. We're back. Now we're all up. So everybody, that could have been somebody moving around because we're all standing up now. We're back in the area where he hung himself.
Yeah.
It has been renovated and so forth. So the wild thing is the guy's telling the story. I didn't record. I mean, I recorded it, but I didn't pull out a clip. So, and he's talking, and my family were all kind of standing there. And and then the guy hung himself, and he goes and he points right above my head, right here.
Oh, God, no.
Where this chandelier is now. And I was standing directly under it. Yeah. Right. And so then and my wife and my everybody else besides me and my family all move away. I'm left standing yeah. there by myself. Everybody else in the whole crowd moves except for me. I'm like, thanks. My son was standing next to me. He moves away. My daughter and my wife move away. These strangers yeah. move away. I'm left standing there in that spot. Shortly after he says that, he's saying a few more things, and then you hear a couple more noises as he's talking about the guy. All right?
Okay.
So this isn't the weirdest thing. All right, okay. So this is already free. Now, I did not hear those noises at the time when I was in there in the room after the guy pointed and everything, but I was kind of distracted.
Right.
Here is the wildest thing of all. All right.
Okay. All
right. I'm not the biggest believer in all this stuff. I'll put it that way. Right.
You're a skeptic.
I would class myself as a skeptic. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of fun. I think it's very interesting. I do think that, that there are a lot of unexplained things in this world, you know, that can be explained if we were to find out about them. Right. I don't necessarily sure. think it's energy. I don't think it's ghosts. It's just something we don't know about yet.
Right.
So, and my wife is pretty much the same. And my kids are both younger. They're very fascinated with these kind of things, you know, and we talk mm-hmm. about it because I love mystery kind of stuff. And so we'll talk mm-hmm. about it. So here's the wildest thing. So after that knock you just heard, the guy's talking some more and telling some stories and whatever. The funny thing is he tells a story about a little girl who was on the tour and threw up over in another spot. But anyway, he gets to that point. He's talking about that. And my wife and my daughter are kind of back towards the opening that goes back into the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And then my wife tugs on my coat. She reaches way over, tugs on my coat and says to send my son over if he wants to see something. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to get his attention because they've all moved away from me at this point. Yeah. I'm still in the spot where the guy hung himself.
The hanging spot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the hanging spot. Exactly. And so I'm trying to get his attention. And so then I get his attention, but by that time she starts to get really agitated because, and this lady who was part of the, like they have like the guy who's doing all the talking and then they have the kind of a wrangler person.
Yeah.
Who's trying to keep everybody together. Yeah. Well, she has a fairly nice camera and she starts taking these pictures like rapidly, like just taking pictures and taking pictures and taking pictures, and taking pictures. There was a shadow on the wall that was moving.
Right.
I'm telling you, I did not see it myself. It's not my personal, I did not view it. I did not see it. My wife saw something out of the corner of her eye. She got my attention to bring my son over.
Yeah.
And then she realized it was a shadow of a head and shoulders of a man.
Mm-hmm.
We're assuming is a short hair. Moving across the wall where no one was at.
Your wife saw this.
And my daughter. And they start freaking out. Now,
old man dithers.
Hopefully this will play. I've got it marked here as mom freaks out. Hold on. Because I'm recording. They don't even know I'm recording this. Maybe it'll play. Maybe it won't. Let's see here. Oh, come on. All right, listen up.
It could be one of you guys. Right? But anyway, this is a place. There's more going on. We have found over the years there's more going on. You guys can, I can keep telling stories or not, or shut up, but you guys can take your pictures now. Now, let me tell you, I'm not coming to our son because he's going to flip line.
I'm moving around a little bit. That's why it's noisy.
Do the person next to you a favor of a flash just to let them know they're about to be blinded. Because it's going to be like a paparazzi. It's going to be very bad. But it's better to get your pictures in the dark here. And also, when you're done, hey, Sherry, can you see any sign of Luke out there?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, I think we'll go back out through the front then. Those of you who are done...
I don't think she wants to go out the front. She says that she's seeing something.
See any back there? He's been very active in the back section there.
Go, woman,
oh, and And you said that I would be the one scared. I'm 10 years old. I'm the youngest.
I'll tell you what. If there's anybody.
Did you hear that?
I heard something about. You said I'd be the one that was scared, but I'm only 10 years old or something.
That's my son, yeah. So my wife, she whispered a lot. I'll insert it in and I'll send you the stuff. But
okay.
She sees the shadow and she's freaking out. And my son wasn't scared. He never saw it, though. And so her and my daughter wanted to leave, but they wanted us to walk towards it, right?
Oh, okay.
And she said no. She wasn't going to walk that way. And so then the guy goes, okay, well, we can go out the other door. And so we ended up going out the side door. And the last thing was, as we're going out the side door, and I don't know if this is going to, you're not going to hear this at all, but I'm going to play it just to have my spot to insert it here, okay? This is something really weird.
Oh, okay.
Just because, you know, but I have found, we've been fighting those other groups for years.
All right, I don't know if you heard that or not. But it was screaming.
Screaming. I didn't hear that. I heard crying.
Oh, well, there was, and it's very faint in the background, and we didn't hear it inside with us. It sounded like it was kind of like at a distance or whatever.
Right.
And so, but the guy said that people hear screaming in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and there's nobody there. So as we were leaving to go out the door, the side door that was over by where you go down to the basement, we heard screaming. So anyway, a fun tour had by all. That was the end of our tour then.
Wow. Really? Yeah, I want to go. Pay for mine.
Well, if you come down, I don't know if I'm going to pay for yours, but if you wanted to go, I'd probably go with you. But there's actually another one over in Lebanon that's supposed to be pretty good too, so.
Wow, that's really cool.
But yeah, and so I recorded, I just basically put my iPod in my pocket and just hit record when we started, so I have the whole tour, but you really weren't, you know, technically you weren't supposed to do that, but I'm only playing little snippets of it just for us here, so. Well, you know how it goes. I'm not going to give away the whole thing there, but.
You want to know how I smuggled that tape recorder?
That's right. Well, here, I'll tell you, here's another really weird aspect of all this. So it was a good tour. I'd say it ended on a very good note, right? So through the whole thing, there was not an air of they were trying to, you know, mess with you. Right.
Yeah.
He didn't go boo. He didn't try to scare you. He just told the stories, and we moved to the next location, and he told the stories. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so, and actually, when we went down into the slave Underground Railroad slave cave thing, he was actively telling people, you know, don't goose anybody or anything. You know, people can get it's very cramped down there, and like you could hurt yourself because I mean, literally, I had to lean over to stay in the thing. Right. Because it was so short.
What's the fun if you can't goose anybody down there?
Well, he really actively was against that, and so I don't think that they were messing with us when we got to the last part, but I mean they could have been. But there wasn't a lot of light sources for there to be a shadow, and everybody was in the one room, and the shadow was in the room that everybody just left.
Yeah.
That nobody was in. And so the other weird thing was that there had this bell. And this guy hit his head on it because it was dark.
Oh, my God.
And it rang. I mean, he hit the little the thing that hangs down that you shake to ring it. Not the clapper, but the thing attached to the clapper.
Yeah.
And the wild thing was it swung the entire time we were in there once he hit it.
Wow.
It didn't stop moving. Now, the other thing I noticed was that one of the windows was shaking. So I don't know if there's a vibration underneath there from something or what the deal was, but those were two odd things. I was kind of looking at that. I'm like, what the heck's going on with that bell ringer thing? Because it hasn't stopped moving since the guy hit his head, and it's been like 5 minutes or something like that, you know? But anyway, it was a fun time. But here's the really, really weird part is that it's the Alton Ghost Tour. It's put on by a guy named Troy Taylor. Do you know who Troy Taylor is, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? He writes Haunted Illinois, Haunted Iowa. He wrote all the Haunted Midwest type books.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Okay. He's actually he's got his own little fiefdom here doing these kind of things, right? So he's the one that runs this tour. I was trying to get you to remember over the summer there was a haunted thing in Decatur.
Yeah.
He's from Decatur.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before he was Troy Taylor, the author, he was Troy Taylor, the guy who worked at the Book Barn, which is a used bookstore.
Yeah.
And we had dinner together.
Oh.
Before.
Hey, can I pause the show just for a second here?
Sure.
You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay, so this guy named Troy Taylor, I knew him whenever we were young, before he did anything. He was just a clerk at a used bookstore.
Right.
Which is kind of wild. He wasn't actually there, but it was his, he had his moniker on there because he's, kind of locally famous for that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you look him up, Troy Taylor, I was hoping he was going to be there and I was going to ask, talk to him about, stuff from way 20 years ago or whatever it was. So yeah, that's kind of wild, huh?
Hey, Troy, do you remember when we used to go tip cows and stuff?
No, we weren't like buddies or anything. It just so happened that a friend of my wife's was the sister of his wife at the time. He's divorced now. Yeah. And so we ended up out together a couple times, that's all. So.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of a weird connection. So. But anyway, I would say if you happen to be in the St. Louis metro area and could go take the Haunted Alton tour. It's overpriced, because I will tell you that I'm cheap, and it does not. It's like $25 a person or something like that.
Was it worth it?
See, that's the hard part. I would say probably half of it is not worth it, but that last part was pretty good.
Yeah, you hit the hot spot at the end, right?
Yeah, I hit the real good spot at the end. That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really weird and creepy. It was. And it wasn't overdone, So they didn't have shit like rigged up to jump out at you or anything. It was all real. But see, like yourself, you're more so than I am, but I kind of like all that history stuff and,
yeah,
we're nerdy history people. And so I love the stories no matter what, because especially down at the Civil War prison, because I thought that was all fascinating. And I did a story, or I talked about the Civil War monument earlier in the summer, but I like that kind of stuff, and so I liked it just for that fact. The ghost part, was kind of secondary, but right. this part, the ghost was front and center, and it was really quite good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would recommend it, I guess. But cool. See, you figure $25 a person. I don't know. Going to the ball game, it's probably cheaper than that. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, compared to
sports prices. Yeah. So it was a nice walk. It was great weather. So.
Yeah. No, it sounds cool. Wow.
Yeah.
You got there before that rain hit, huh?
Yeah. It was supposed to rain, but that never did rain on us. Thank goodness.
Yeah,
because they don't cancel.
Wow, I am jealous. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, sorry I went on and on with it, but it was quite interesting. And to have my wife, me saying something like that, no one would believe me. I'll tell you that right now, because, I bullshit about stuff, and
Bob, so, a ghost touched me like you never did.
Yeah, that's right. But really? My wife to actually say she's seen something, and my daughter, I was really like, really weird. This is interesting. So. That was a little more true to life there. I don't think she was messing around. She's not much of a person for, that kind of, especially in a group like that. She definitely wouldn't be wanting to stand out. So,
yeah,
it was kind of funny. And my son was being overly loud because he was, the tour guide said he was the youngest kid ever on one of his tours. So.
We don't usually allow this. I'm going to ask.
No, they don't restrict it. But he did ask at the beginning, what kind of, sometimes my language can be kind of raunchy. I don't care.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I go, you think that's
raunchy? You haven't met his mom yet.
That's what I say. He talked to his grandfather. That's not kidding. Yeah. That guy talks, he talks up a storm. So.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I didn't mean to take up all the time, but.
No,
that's a good story for Halloween.
I'd love to hear some clean audio. I'm sorry, I didn't really.
I will send it to you. I will send it to you. And I'll splice it into the episode so it's a little bit better. I did have to boost it a little bit because basically, like I said, the tape recorder was in my pocket.
Yeah.
Breast pocket. And so there was a little noise for me if I'm moving around. And I had a coat on because it was a little bit chilly, but it wasn't cold. And then, but I mean, you can hear pretty well. I had to boost a little bit for the knocks and stuff, but everything else, you can understand what the guy was saying if you can hear it better. So,
right.
Yeah. Weird stuff. Weird, wild stuff.
That's awesome.
Happy
and
Halloween.
Saw shadows and heard some, man, that's awesome.
I didn't see any shadows, but I was told that there were shadows that was by a reliable source. So,
well, I think your wife would be a reliable source.
She is. Yeah. She's pretty, she's not prone to that kind of stuff. So,
right. She's a very level-headed lady. I know she would not make this up.
Yeah, so. Anyhow, if you're down in the area, go on the tour.
Bob will treat you to a ghost tour.
No, it's not. I won't treat anybody to anything. You'll be lucky to get a dollar cone out of me at McDonald's afterwards.
That's all right.
Yeah. But anyway, also, Alton's a kind of a neat city, so.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, you can come and see the city's kind of neat, so.
Yeah.
All right, Miles. I guess I should give my info since you didn't really have much to say this week.
Yeah.
Bob Lament on Facebook and Bob Lament and Static Radio on Twitter. You can, tell me what your haunted trip was like. Happy Halloween, folks.